Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Well, we know Utah County, Dave, is booming. I mean, at some point, the center of the universe is going to be Utah County when it comes to population. It's grown like, what did I write? I wrote this down earlier this morning. I'm trying to remember. I think it's like 30%. 32% growth in Utah County from 2010 to 2021. Wow.
That's massive.
Yeah. So the population is booming, and so is the airport in a good way. That probably didn't come out right. It's booming in a good way. More flights than I've ever seen before. You got Breeze Airways. It seems like they're always expanding flights. Have you flown them?
No.
I haven't either. I'm debating on
flying
them.
Though I kind of lose track of some of the discount.
Oh, like
flights.
Spirit and like, Frontier. And...
was this Spirit, Frontier, or Breeze? Mm. Maybe I have.
Yeah, so you haven't done the Febreze route? That's what I always think of. No, I think it's a great option. And then American Airlines, we caught a story last week on KSL TV. American Airlines is later this year is going to have a couple of flights a day out of the regional airport in Provo. They're going to go to Dallas, Fort Worth, and to my hometown of Phoenix. So I'm excited about this.
Okay, so this was a big shocker for me because my son and I flew down to Phoenix to go to a concert, a rock concert.
You're such a cool dad.
It was a
that's a cool really dad, cool. That man. Is a cool dad move.
We're going to go check out the Chili Peppers, but we were looking. How to get down there, because that drive, as you well know, way too long to drive. So we were looking, and we found some very good prices, you know, maybe $150 round trip to get down there. And then I saw a flight going out of Provo, the Provo airport. Mm-hmm. It was $49 round trip. I'm like, what in the world? Like, I've never in my life thought, let's drive down to Provo to catch a flight.
Yeah,
so
that's amazing.
It was a third of the cost.
That's great.
Down there. Here was the problem. It was only 2 days. It was like Thursday and Sunday.
Oh.
So the days and the times didn't work for us, but because there were only two options. It was like we fly out at 10 a.m. on Thursday and
I
we
see.
Leave.
Limited
at,
options for flights.
Very limited. But as far as affordability, it was what was already a good price, Debbie, $50 round trip is $25 each way.
That's incredible.
I mean, that was so, yeah, I would have driven down, parked in Provo, which is an hour plus away from my home, because it was such a great deal.
Personally, I love regional airports. Flew them a lot over the years, especially into Idaho, more so into Montana. They're great. They're fast. I've always found, you know, parking is super simple. Even fly to Orange County. I think it's John Wayne. Love that airport. It's a regional airport. It totally looks like it's right out of the 1950s. the design and even,
does everyone wear a suit on the flight?
I know. I mean, I love flying into regional airports. It's easy. It's quick. It doesn't feel, it's not as anxiety ridden. And I'm happy that Provo Airport has taken off. So the director of the Provo Airport, Brian Torgerson, on the line with us. Hi.
Good morning.
We said all kinds of good things about your airport, so tell us something bad.
Well, I wish I could.
So how many airlines do you have, commercial airlines you have flying out of there right now, Brian?
So currently at the moment, we have Allegiant Airlines, who is our longstanding commercial service provider since 2013. So Allegiant's been here over 10 years, has really hung with us through the early days at the Provo Airport, and then now has a base of operations here. They base 4 to 5 aircraft here every night, and their flight crews, their mechanics, their flight attendants all live and play and work here out of Provo. And then Breeze, which is a Utah-based company, headquartered in Cottonwood Heights there in the Salt Lake Valley, is our second provider, and they've been serving Provo since 2022. And then, as you mentioned earlier, announcement from American Airlines will begin service with three daily flights, two to Dallas, one to Phoenix, beginning October 7th.
That's great.
So we're super excited about that option, and loved hearing your comments on our carriers and the services provided here at the Provo Airport.
So why the rapid growth, or how did that change? Was there, I would assume that was not an accident. It just didn't trip, stumble, and fall into your lap. Walk us through why it went from being, you know, such a small airport to something that is growing, and how big are you ready to grow?
Sure. So the process really started back when, obviously, John Curtis was mayor of Provo for a number of years, and he was actually responsible for getting commercial service started in Provo. And kind of the limiting factor was our terminal facility back in those days. We operated out of a one-room facility. Our baggage claim was in a carport outside. It was really kind of ghetto. And then when Mayor Cafusi took office in when John Curtis went to the House of Representatives, as mayors normally do, they are looking through master plans and general plans and plans for growth to see, kind of get her pulse on what's going on in the city. She asked an important question that kind of has shaped what's happened here at the Provo. And the question was, what's magically going to happen in 20 years that can't happen today? And so that led us on a journey of exploring the opportunity to construct a new terminal building. And that, you know, $65 million project later, we have a brand new terminal facility that opened in July of 2022. And that has really opened the floodgates here at the airport, providing finally an actual alternative for airlines to come and operate in Provo.
That's great. That's great news.
Brian Torgerson, thank you for joining us. Best of luck, Provo Airport Director.
I would fly out of Provo in a heartbeat. I know there's flights out of Ogden, too. And nothing against Salt Lake International. I love flying out of that airport. I think they got a lot of great restaurants, too, by the way, with the upgrade and everything. The upgrades are great at that airport. I just find regional airports, can I use the word delightful and relaxing to fly out of, compared to what you go through at a major international airport?
Yeah, I think it is a different experience because it is smaller. Perhaps you don't get lost in the TSA lines. I've enjoyed flying in and out of regional airports. It doesn't change my experience that much as far as flight. I don't feel like the safety is any.
No, they
skimp on safety at all. So I guess I just haven't branched out my thinking to look at Ogden or Provo to say, oh, I wonder if they could get me to LA. Well,
it feels like they're starting to play with the big boys now. I mean, I know it's not as many flights. Like you said, you got to be, you know, they might be, flying out on a Tuesday and then it's not coming back till Sunday. So that's something to look at. But with American Airlines now going live down at the Provo Airport in October, you've already got Allegiant and Breeze. Oh, I think it's worth it. In fact, I know what I want to talk to you about tomorrow, right about this time on the show, is the ups and downs of flying the, are they called discount airlines? You've had that experience. And I've just read a story about that. And there's some hacks to flying the discount airlines that can make them more worth it. There's also some issues. So we'll dive into that tomorrow. Straight ahead, Dave caught an article in the Salt Lake Tribune. It looked like a really, really in-depth report. And you came into work this morning. You're like, with the help of the Salt Lake Tribune, I figured out what they're going to do with the new stadiums for the NHL and for the Jazz.
Because we all had a pretty good idea of what might be happening, but how we got there and exactly the latest plan, the excitement, is big news for downtown Salt Lake. And I got to tell you, you got to listen to the story about the panic that sent all of this into motion. And that panic came from the Utah State Legislature and the Salt Lake Mayor.
Can't wait. That's next.